Every one of us gets our feathers ruffled from time to time. It might be a family member or a coworker, maybe even strangers. Brand Hansen has written a great book about getting irritated by others. It's called Unoffendable. And really, Brandt deals with having forgiveness in your heart and letting go of offenses and of anger. Here's Brandt answering some questions from an audience we had here at Focus on the Family.
My name is Sarah. Brandt, I listen to your show and I've read your book. And the biggest thing I got out of it is humility and that it's not about me. And I think that's what's really helped me to start focusing on my marriage and my children, and that it's not, the anger that I'm feeling is not about me. Mm-hmm. So that was a huge lesson for me. So thank you.
Thank you. I love that. And I do think that's what happens is when you practice this, you are practicing proper humility. Yeah. Like when you start the day going, people are going to do this, I'm going to forgive them anyway because of what God's done. So it's instant worship. It's like, knowing who God is, who I am at the very beginning of the day. And the other thing that struck me, I remember reading N.T. Wright talking about the early church, and he said that Jesus envisioned small groups of people practicing his way of forgiveness. I'm like, I'd never heard the church described that way, but that's Jesus envisioned them practicing his way of forgiveness. Like, that's really... That's central. This is it. This is discipleship.
Yeah.
If I teach people to do this, I'm teaching that.
Yeah. May I ask you a follow-up question?
Sure.
As a mom and a wife, I mean, we're talking to many moms and wives in the listenership that are where you were at. Talk about that change that you had, that control issue, perhaps. I'm guessing.
Yeah.
But that idea that if you could manage the environment better, things would be better. How has it gone after reading the book and knowing more what to do with people who offend you in subtle ways and in big ways?
I know that I realize now that it was very selfish. Emotions are real. So it's not that my emotions were the problem. It was just how I focused on them. And I saw it as probably righteous anger. And when I realized that it was coming from a selfish place, my love grew for my family. And when you said, Brandt, that you want your kids to see you in the same light, you know, no matter where you are, on the radio, in person, that is all I want. And that's my biggest prayer, is that that would be me, you know.
That's wonderful. That's heartfelt. I so appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Candy. Many years ago, I started to read the book, The Bait of Satan by John Bevere, and I couldn't even get past the first chapter because it started with offense, and I felt entitled to feel the way I felt, and I wasn't going to give that up. So I put the book down. And so now being introduced to Brandt and the book and the radio, now I understand that I'm not the only one that feels this way, that has ever felt this way, and that I can get past it. And I can lay all of that down in order to be the person in Christ that I should be.
Well, it's wonderful. You're speaking for millions of people right now. You're not alone in that. This is the humanity that we live with. Right. When you have that right to indignation, speak to that.
Yeah, it's the surrendering of the right to it. Again, we're gonna have flashes of anger. And Paul acknowledges that in Ephesians, which is the most quoted thing on this. And you've probably heard this scripture. It's like, in your anger, do not sin. And I've heard great pastors and preachers going, see, that means anger's good. I'm like, that's not what it means. It means when you get angry, don't sin. And then they ignore the rest of the verse. That's only half the verse we've memorized there. The rest of the verse is, and be sure to get rid of your anger before the sun goes down.
Right.
So,
in other words, it's dangerous.
It is. Five verses later, get rid of all anger. Like, same paragraph. And we've somehow made that theologically into, no, it's good to hold on to it. But I think it's the letting go of the right to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it happens. I get offended less as time goes on, but I still do. And things happen that are going to anger me.
Hi, guys. Hi, Brandt.
Hey.
My name is Gwen, and I'm new to listening to you, Brandt. And I just want to thank you for being a voice for everything that you are, for the Misfits. And I just thank God for you. And a couple of things that you said, one of them about anger and how we have no righteous anger, that really resonated with me. And I'm going to the airport on Friday, so
be careful.
I'm really going to remember that. And also, you made a comment about something about no matter what you do, there's a little bit of selfishness in us, no matter what we do. Can you just talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I may just be speaking for myself, but I do think, like, okay, good.
No, not at all.
I'm glad to hear that. Like, I do think there's a trace. I can pat myself on the back for things that look impressive on a religious resume, but I think you can do the right things for the wrong reasons. And I think most of us are a mix of motives, to be honest with you. So, and I think that's why Paul, when he's writing, and he's like, okay, you guys want to do the resume game with the Pharisees? Like, okay, look at this. I did this, I did that, I did this other thing. I win. It's all garbage, but I win. And I really do think, even now, like, being on Focus on the Family, is like, that's really a neat thing. And wanting to bless people. There's a part of me that really wants to bless people. There's another part of me that hope they sell some books. I mean, so I don't think I do anything pure. But you know what? Thank the Lord. I think I can, it's okay. Like, and I have to quit even thinking about it and just do my thing. Try to be a blessing to people.
Yeah.
And not weigh everything. That's the beauty of grace, is it's such a rest. Like, I can finally relax. I don't have to be weighing all this stuff out, because there's no scales at the end of life. Mm-hmm. Like, they believe in another fundamental world religion. In the end, there will be scales, and an angel will hold the scale. Like, no, there won't.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.